The issue of wasting food is a global one. It seems as if most people do this in one way or another. In weddings, religious events, iftar gatherings, and even at home, there is negligence in this regard. It is not common in Pakistan, but unfortunately in the West, it seems to be quite normal to throw away edible food items. Every day, food worth thousands of pounds is thrown away despite being suitable for consumption. Some restaurants or fast food outlets have a policy that all food that remains at the end of the day must be thrown away. In some cases, this might be after 2 hours of being fried. Others dispose of certain frozen items regardless of value. During social gatherings where food is served, there are usually leftovers where in some cases meat is left on the bone and there are morsels everywhere. Most people do not use leftovers. Instead, they throw away bread, ice or other sweets and savories. Food at the bottom of large cooking pots is neither removed nor stored properly, as some wash away edible portions. According to Islam, food is shared or collectively eaten among Muslims is a reflection of humility and contains pure. These specific points of excellence should provide incentive for those who are somewhat hesitant in this regard. In today's age and day, many are distressed because of financial hardship and a lack of blessings. Could this be due to disregarding proper etiquette related to food? The Prophet once picked up a piece of bread, wiped it and then ate it. And then he stated, "O Aisha, honor that which is good. For when this bread leaves a people, it never returns." Dear Somani channel, our religion Islam teaches us to pick up fallen crumbs and eat them lest they go to waste. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam explained how he who picks up crumbs that are left and eats them will have a comfortable life, and his children and grandchildren will be protected from intellectual deficiency. Dear viewers, remember, in the hereafter, a person may face hardship for wasting just a single grain or drop of water. It is a sin to waste food. It is a sin to waste water. If we are guilty of this, we may face retribution rather than accountability. Accountability applies to lawful consumption and usage, whereas anything that is wasted incurs retribution. Dear viewers of the channel, the pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty refrain from wasting food by adhering to Islam's teachings. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliya has said, "On many occasions at home, I observed how the rice that was stuck to the bottom of the pot was stored in a fridge instead of thrown away." He also stated that once his older sister told him that the green chilies left from a curry were crushed and used later too. Subhanallah. Dear Sumandhi channel, by following this example, by following the seerah of our Sheikh Tariqat, we should follow the way of these righteous people and also raise awareness regarding food being wasted. Through sharing food, we can hope to resolve issues linked to poverty and inflation. Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to ask his followers about the prices of things, and he was once told that cost had become extremely high. He said in replying that stop buying those items and their prices will eventually decrease. Dear viewers of the channel, I encourage you to honor the blessing of food, refrain from wasting it, and spread this message to others. If leftovers or extra food can be stored, then please do so. Alternatively, share food with your fellow beings and others, especially the needy. In some cases, it might be possible to use leftovers to feed animals. Share with others, feed others, and have a long life. May Allah grant us the ability to value the blessing of food. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.